1.6 Guidelines on the Responsible Use, Part 1. The following provides staff with guidelines for using social media responsibly and safely. Staff are personally responsible for what they communicate through social media and should remember that what is published may be read by a considerable number of people for a long time. Staff should be aware that once something is published, there is very limited control over where the material might end up, and it is nearly impossible to delete content once it has been published. Staff should understand that the boundary between personal views and work views can easily become blurred. Everyone who uses social media has an online footprint, therefore information they publish might be traced back to them. Social media should never be used in a way that breaches any other commission policies, does not demonstrate the corporate values, or presents any other risk to safety or security of the assembly. For example, staff must not publish or disseminate information or photographs on social media or anywhere else on the internet relating to an emergency situation impacting on the assembly. Staff should be aware that if their conduct would breach a policy in another forum, e.g. during a conversation, it will also breach it in an online forum. In other words, staff should treat electronic behaviour as they would treat non-electronic behaviour. For example, staff are prohibited from using social media in a manner that breaches the dignity at work policy or equality opportunities policy, breaches the standards of conduct, breaches the disciplinary or grievance policies, breaches the data protection policy, or breaches the policy on the use of IT resources.